To be a happy man on a number of fronts tonight.
Yeah, definitely, it was good for Andy Ryan. He came in and hit the ground running, scored a couple of goals, some really good finishes. I thought we were better against 11 men. I thought we were worse against 10 men. We got a bit sloppy towards obviously the second half. We got really sloppy, and there was no tempo about the game, and it was slow. Whereas the first half, it was more like us. We're passing the ball quick. We totally dominated it. And it was good to score a couple of goals.
Was that maybe just a wee bit of an experience with some of them? Some
it
of
probably is, just picking the right pass as well, because you've got to maybe, sometimes you've got to be patient, sometimes you've got to go quick. It's just picking the right time to obviously play the right pass, and some of the passing as well was a wee bit sloppy as well, but that happens sometimes in games like that.
I think maybe the fact you were 2-0 up at half time against 10 men, red card might have played
but
a wee part in that.
I know, but games like that, you want to just go and enjoy and score 4 and 5 goals. So it was a wee bit frustrating for everybody second half, because we're miles better than what we showed. But first half, I thought we were good.
A few positives, I suspect, in your team from some of the guys that came in tonight?
It was a chance for boys to come in and impress and do well. Some boys done well, some boys need to do a wee bit more to try and get in the team, so but they need the opportunity, so it was a good chance to play them. And you can see we, obviously defence wise, we're a wee bit struggling playing Jason at centre half, just with Ashy and Lewis Martin and Voto, just with the three missing, so it left us a wee bit short.
Was it an experience for Connor at the end as well?
I think it is, aye. That's something they'll learn for as well. Even the booking, I thought, was a wee bit naive as well. So that's why young boys play. They make mistakes and got to learn from the mistakes.
Vic was a bit unhappy with the red card in the first half.
To be fair, I think it done them a favour, because they were worse. They were worse with 11 men. They were better with 10 men, so it probably done them a favour, because we'd probably scored. I think we'd have scored a few more goals if it was 11-11.
Back to the real stuff on Saturday with Falkirk coming.
It's a great one to be involved in. We want to get a result. Obviously last year I don't think we got the results we deserved against them. But we're going to have to make sure that we make this a hard place to come and play and get the result. I'm sure the fans are desperate for a win.
And of course Andy, he's one of the number of guys that's giving you a bit of food for thought, a headache for
something. It was great for strikers to score goals. It's all about confidence. You can see he doesn't lack confidence, he's a finisher. Right place at the right time, you just kind of teach people that, even with the corner for his second goal. There's loads of big centre-halves there, and it's just the timing. It gets up above everyone, guides it in. And his first one's a cracker as well, just a bit of technique. So no, it's good that he scored, and hopefully can do that again at the weekend.
And just quickly on Andy, is someone that I know there's been other clubs that have been greatly interested in him. You must be delighted to get him to come here.
No, definitely. We've been trying for a couple of months now, speaking to Airdrie, that alongside obviously other players as well. So it's good to finally get it over the line.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant.